The Spirit of Aviation, heard 24 hours a day, all year long on EAA Radio.
Michael Combs has set out on a journey he calls the Flight of the Human Spirit. After a serious illness in 2003 and months of slow recuperation, Michael decided
that when I got better, not if, but when I got better, I would start living my life with no regrets. So that's truly where the Flight for the Human Spirit began. And now, of course, I've flown and I've had a great time flying, but the sole purpose of this mission is to reach 20 million people to encourage them to never, ever give up on their dreams.
Combs plans to fly in all 50 states, stopping at more than 130 airports, flying an estimated 19,400 miles.
I'm flying a Remos Light Sport aircraft. Now, it's the Remos GX model. This is a 2009. It's all carbon fiber. Beautiful, beautiful aircraft. This particular aircraft, when we took delivery, was the Aviator 2 package. So it has the Dynon flat panel screens. But we've added a lot to it. Some of the extra things that Remos provided were the autopilot, and it's got a full ballistic parachute installed in it. And it was kind of funny because those were two things that I asked Remos for when we were first talking about the configuration of this particular aircraft. And they said, well, I don't know if you really need a parachute or autopilot. I said, okay, if you're going to fly this airplane 20,000 miles, what would you want in it? And this is how we received it. Now, since then, we've added spider tracks for satellite tracking. We've got a Xeon anti-collision system in there, or a collision avoidance system, I should say. I wish it was anti-collision, but collision avoidance. We also have a flight prep navigation computer inside. We've got the FlyV system, which is recording every moving moment of this flight. And we've got those videos up on our YouTube video site. So we've got a lot of technology in this aircraft that we've built into it. And the reason why is I wanted this to be the most technologically advanced light sport aircraft in the sky. Now, I know as soon as I take off, there's new equipment out there. But when we took off, I think we accomplished that goal. And it's wonderful to highlight the technology side of the flight with aviation, because we're finding a lot of people who haven't flown an airplane before, but have always wanted to. And particularly younger people who look inside of that cockpit of this beautiful airplane, and they're just blown away by the technology that is available out there.
When Combs suffered a life-threatening illness in 2003, he thought his dream of flying might be over.
Fortunately, a few weeks after that, there was a Popular Mechanics article that I read about the light sport aircraft, and it really buoyed my spirits.
And while he had never seen an LSA or talked to a licensed sport pilot, he says he worked on getting himself into the right frame of mind.
Like, I am a pilot. And I said that every single day to myself. I'd look in the mirror and say, I am a pilot. And that I said that when I was barely able to walk on my own. And to come as far as I have now, where I'm flying this airplane like no one else ever has, is an exciting personal accomplishment for me.
So Combs completed sport pilot training in 2009 with the help of EAA.
We joined our local EAA chapter. They're out of Justin, Texas, close to the Dallas area, before we had an airplane and before I had my wings. And I just hung out there at every one of their meetings faithfully, but they were the ones that said, go up to U.S. Aviation in Denton, Texas, and look at their airplanes. And we did that afternoon. And boy, I was in love with those light sports the minute I saw them. And it was just a few months later I was in school. But fortunately, that was, 20 minutes away from the house. And it was just predestined, I guess you could say, because it was amazing how it all fit into place.
Combs is in great health today, but during his recovery, he wasn't sure he'd get here.
When I first started this, we honestly thought that my wife was going to be the one flying, and I would just be able to be in that right seat and fly. And that's all I wanted, was just to fly. That would have accomplished my goal. Now, as I kept getting better, and I have to say better and better, it became more of a reality that it's going to be me who's doing this trip. If you were to look at me now, you'd never know I was sick. I'm healthy. I'm doing well. I could pass any physical that I need to. I raced a gentleman who was 25 about a month ago and beat him. And so, you know, I feel good about
And you're not 25, by the way.
No, I'm not 25. No, double that and add a few years.
Would you be able to obtain a third class medical now?
I believe I would, yeah. I don't see why I wouldn't.
But the way the reg is written, you're not going to go after it and then perhaps not obtain it, which would then knock you out of being a sport pilot, right?
Exactly. I would be stupid to do it now.
So do you travel with somebody in the right seat all the time, just in case, based on your medical history or for other reasons?
Based on medical history, absolutely not. There's no concern from a medical viewpoint for me. I mean, otherwise I would not do this. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it to my family. I couldn't do it to my friends, to myself, or to the fans out there, or to the aviation industry. There's too much riding on me being able to touch down in Honolulu for the last time here in a few months. So getting back to your question, as far as that right-hand seat, somebody has been in that right seat, and it's been family members so far. They're there to be a part of history, and they're there to be experiencing something that they never would have been able to before. I've elected to keep that right seat empty only in two portions of the flight. One is in Wyoming and the other is in Alaska. And the reason why is because I'm flying at higher altitudes and more mountainous regions. And just in the essence of safety, I want to make sure I've got all the performance I can get out of Hope One.
The flight for the Human Spirit involves stops in both Alaska and Hawaii, so Combs is not flying every mile of the journey.
Because of the sport pilot's license, I can't fly over Canada. When we get to Bellingham, Washington, which will be the end of the lower 48 states, the Remos has foldable wings, and we'll just put it on a trailer and ship it up to Ketchikan, and I'll fly Alaska. And then when I get to Anchorage, we'll put it on either the back of a 747 or into a 747 or a shipping container and ship it to Hawaii. And once that's done, we'll ship it back to the mainland here, and I'll fly it probably into Oshkosh and let everybody take a look at it.
Combs has some advice for people who would pursue the dream of flight or any dream that's yet to be fulfilled.
Don't think about it. And if you're looking for that dream that you're trying to find out in the world, if you're thinking about it, you're going the wrong way. And I'm tapping my heart here, but feel whatever it is that you want to go after. And once you feel it, it's real. And that's going to make it something that you can hang on to for life. That's what it was for me in flying. When I would look up at an airplane flying overhead, I would just have that longing in my heart to fly. And now I am.
EAA member and sport pilot Michael Combs. His flight of the human spirit is underway as EAA Radio caught up with him near Indianapolis at Mount Comfort Airport, KMQJ. You can follow the flight of the human spirit from its website at www.itsneverevertoolate.com. For EAA Radio News, I'm Mike Morgan.